Joining me on Kinship Radio this morning is Scott McConnell. Scott is currently the executive director of Lifeway Research, where he and his team regularly measure the views of Americans, churchgoers, and Protestant pastors. He's also the author of several books, his latest being Together, The Power of Groups. Scott, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you, Jennifer. Glad to be with you.
This year, Kinship Radio is digging into Lifeway Research's work in discipleship, and the month of February brings us to a part of the Christian walk you and your colleagues have described as seeking God. Scott, as you think about those who have sought God throughout their lives, what are some of the characteristics that you've seen in your research that set them apart maybe from the rest of us? For example, I'm thinking about Moses and how when he spent time with God, it shone literally so that he had to put a veil on his face. That doesn't happen today, but how does it show in a Christian's life?
I think Moses had such an intimate relationship with God because he was desperate from that burning bush moment when God gave him the assignment to lead the people of Israel, and he realized he could not do this, that he was completely dependent on God. And that was really, you know, the posture that he had every time he was with God. And when our relationship with God is characterized like that, it's going to spill over to everything else we do. And so those intimate moments with God, that complete dependence on God, is going to be reflected in the kindness we show to other people. It's going to be reflected in the way we spend our time. And so people will know we have spent time with God if we're that serious about it and we're that dedicated to it.
Who's a personal hero to you when you think about Christians who've really sought God throughout history?
I think of two people that I met briefly, and really what struck me in both of their lives and the way they talked was just how amazed they were with God, and that they even wanted to talk about that. I think too often in my life I'm talking about facts and figures and what happened yesterday and what might happen tomorrow. I'm not talking with my friends about just how amazing God is. And the first one of those was T.W. Hunt. He was an author of the book Mind of Christ, and just heard him at a conference. It was kind of an intimate kind of setting, and just how he just gushed about who God was. That just exuded out of his life. And a very similar conversation, I got to interview Dr. Robert Coleman, author of Master Plan of Evangelism, and he's a professor at Asbury, and we just interviewed him in his home multiple times in the interview. He just literally was overcome with emotion describing God. And as I was driving home from that particular interview, I was just struck by, that's the relationship with God I want to have, where I am so enamored with him that it's spilling into every conversation I have. It's really the anchor in my life, the person I most delight in being God.
Thanks for sharing that, Scott, because I have heard of neither of these men, and yet it encourages me that everyday people can be like this.
Absolutely. And they were well-respected men. And yes, they authored a couple good books. But, you know, what they were most known for really was their relationship with God. And students at Asbury wanted to not necessarily be in Dr. Coleman's class. They wanted to be in a discipleship group with him, seeking God together.
Well, if someone would like to dig more into this topic of seeking God, where can they go? What can they do? How can they find out more?
All of our research is on lifewayresearch.com, but honestly, you know, when it comes to seeking God, it's taking a step toward him, probably more so than our research would be helpful. And a couple great books, Experiencing God is a Bible study, also available as a devotion, that really digs into this topic. A more recent resource that's come out, there was a movie this last year called The Forge, and there's a Bible study that goes with that called Fully Devoted that would be a great way to step into just this topic of seeking God more closely.
Thank you so much, Scott. We've been speaking with Scott McConnell this morning, Executive Director of Lifeway Research. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.